This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Mike Schoke and the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right
a
now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Left.
What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
Well, when did this happen?
Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Schoke.
Huh. Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
That just sounds like the flat earth thing. The bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay. But I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS, and you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to.
Right.
This is our time.
Right?
That's what the bee said.
Right.
So, on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. You may not know, but you know that I have the 5-page document with all the lottery ball combinations up on my laptop right now. Here. Those of you on Twitch, it's blocked, right? You don't need to stare at it. You can find it yourself. NHL.com. Oh, baby. Remember how, if you're old enough to remember in the drought years, the Bills now, you have to clarify. In the Bills' drought years, we would hear from young men and women, you know, even people who worked here, who would be able to seriously tell you they had no memory of the Bills ever being good. 17-year drought. Only once in 17 years did they come close to the playoffs, like within a game. And so even if that was, that's 2004. If you're born in 2000, you don't remember that. So you would have been, in high school, when they first—is this you?
Oh, this is absolutely
when they first made the playoffs, in your lifetime. And so every once in a while, it would hit hard. Like every once in a while, we'd be talking about them, and somebody would call in and say, guys, let me tell you how it is. You at least have the Super Bowls, all right? I've got nothing. So, okay, there are bigger injustices in the world, but sure, it's a long time. This is almost as long, the Sabres, and it's really worse because of the nature of the sport. 8 teams out of 16 in the conference, luck into a goal a year, special teams. I mean, the last Sabre, you won't remember this, it's so long ago. The last Sabres team to win a division was in 2010, and they weren't good, but Miller was good that year. It's goaltending. He was usually good to pretty good to good, and then the one year he was great, and guess what happened? And you didn't have like Tom Brady or somebody like in football where you could have just, Allen to the rest of the division now, where it's almost like the guy's just too good for you to have any hope. Well, hockey's not really like that. So it's 14 years. If you're almost 20, like what? The President's Trophy, 2007, that's 18 years ago. 18 seasons ago, none of them was canceled after that, right? So 21, 22 years old. You don't remember that. You might remember playoffs. How am I doing?
No, this is about right. This is about right.
The math trips me up more than it used to sometimes. But the one other thing that's different about the Sabres is you have tonight. Like, the lottery, you have people. I'm sort of acting, at least I wasn't in 2015, but when it comes to the lottery, kind of the last 5 to 7 years or whatever, they've always been in it. And the 1 year, I think they couldn't get up to number one because they were too close to the playoffs, like 2-3 seasons ago. Still, like, they've always been in it. And to different levels, with different levels of seriousness, I like, okay, I acknowledge the lottery. It's kind of fun. It's quick. And it can be funny because you might have executives, people involved that really just like are so not into it and they're embarrassed. They don't want to be there. Reactions can be kind of funny. It's different things. One thing that I don't know what else I might want to have said about, like, the, I wasn't planning on a Bills versus Sabres thing, but the Sabres, it's almost like the lottery could be a few things. The lottery is all those other things. Like, it can be fun. It can be interesting. Not everybody thinks so. A lot of people probably think it's dumb. It's like offensive that it would be, you know, made important or anything like that. Just tell me where I pick. That kind of fan. And, you know, it reminds you of that you were not a good team. The lottery reminds you of your lot in this league, and we don't need to be reminded of that. For, I don't know, there are a lot of things you can say about it. For the first time tonight, if you haven't heard and you care about this at all, that's, you know, still an if, they are going to show the balls. I know, they're going to show the balls. Clip, clip, clip. It's amazing. They're actually going to show the draw. Amazing may be a little strong. But instead of having, you know, the balls in the back and everybody, one participant per league gets to witness it and see what happened, and then, or at least to a point, maybe they don't do the top, they don't show the results, right? They show, I forget now, it doesn't matter. It would always be in secret. Maybe you just had the Deloitte and Touche guy or somebody who would watch Bill Daly, you know, push the buttons. I don't know. It was always in secret, always beforehand. And then they would put all the logos in the envelopes and he would open them one by one all the way to number one, right? So this year, though, you are going to see the ball machine, pop, 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 and the combinations, but they don't have logos on them. They have numbers from 1 to 14. And that's when you need this thing that I've got. 990, is it that number? So, 1,000, some number like that. You know what? I think it is 1,000 combinations. Could that be exactly 1,000 round number? Okay. It says at the very bottom of this 5-page numbers document where it has each possible combination and in that case, who wins, 1,001. I don't know my factorials like I used to, if that's even right. It's not. 1,001, the 1,001st combination, according to this document, because they're not listed in numerical order. They're listed by, like, the teams in groups, is 11, 12, 13, and 14. Those four, so every ball is numbered from 1 to 14. If in any order those four numbers come up, the highest four numbers, it says pick again. I know what I'm rooting for. I guess it's 1,001 to 1 chance, or 1,000 to 1 chance, right? Out of 1,001 combinations, one is pick again. And you just have to hope for chaos with these things always. You have to hope for that to happen over and over and over. How many times would they run it and have it come up 11, 12, 13, 14 and be like, just like cut the feed? This, something must be wrong. Because that would never happen, right? I mean, what are the odds it would even happen twice in a row? Impossible. But if it did, which, it, you know, in theory it could.
That's what we need to root for.
That is what we want. We want pick again and again and again. And let's get Herb Brooks, you know, let's get Kurt Russell go again. We want pick 11, 12, 13, and 14. Every combination. The Sabres have 1, 2, 4, and 5. Root for that. If you see a number between 1 and 5 and it's not 3, That could be good. Of course, they do have many with three, so it doesn't mean you're out. Are there people, are there Sabres fans who would not want them to win because it's cheap? Because they've won lotteries and, you know, still can't get good? Is there that fan out there that would just be like, you know what? Figure it out. Pick seventh. Or even like ninth, right? They could move down a couple spots too if some of the bigger long shots jump ahead of them. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. I definitely have my hate moments with the Sabres, but other than pick again, they're who I want. And I'll even give you, so 3, 12, 13, and 14 is a Sabres win. So imagine, just prepare yourself for this level of excitement. The first three numbers up are 12, 13, and 14. If it's 11, it's pick again. If it's 3, we win.
Whoa, wow.
I think what they're doing, you know, give us a call at 803-0550. Throw me four numbers and I'll tell you who wins. No, please don't try to do that. I'll just do it myself. Okay, so 2, 6, no. I think what they're doing is drawing for the first pick, and then after that, drawing for the second. If the same team wins the second time, they'll just do it over, probably. Because they're not going to be able to eliminate balls or anything like that. If San Jose wins the first pick, they have the most combinations, and then they win the second, they'll just run it over. There's some pick again for you. You could get some of those. But I think that's how they do it. They draw for number one, and then they stop, and they draw for number two, and that's the end of it. It's just that. Now, it's on for an hour. It's on for an hour, right? 7 to 8?
Yep, on for an hour.
And they're going to, which this should be a given, but they're going to update the win probabilities with each ball. We can do that now as a country. We have the technology for this, where if the first number is 5, the Sabres are at 7.5%, and if the first number comes up and it's 5, everybody's odds will change. There might be teams that don't have 5, so they're out. Calgary has 4 combinations out of, I think, 1,000, and they do have a 5, but they don't have a 7. So if 7 comes up, they're out. They can't go, the bottom teams can't go all the way to the top anyway. They can only move up 10. So what happens then if, like, Calgary wins? They go to, are they 16? So they go to 6, and then 1 is just going to be San Jose because nobody beat them? I think that's what happens. So San Jose wins first pick, which they've had last year, or if the year before too, I don't know. They've been bad for a long time. But they win either by one of their combinations, and they have many, they have the most. Do you need the number? I don't know the number, but they do have, this is actually fun for me. I might be doing this if I weren't here today. I might be doing this right now. I have to admit, San Jose. So 11, 12, 13, 14 is pick again. 10, 12, 13, and 14 is San Jose. 3, 12, 13, 14 is us. We established that. So 12, 13, 14, let's go. Let's see it. Then we went on 3, Sharks went on 10, 11 pick again. I started to say, and maybe did say, the Sharks also win if any of those, how many would it be? 5 bottom teams, 5 teams with the fewest combinations win the draw, because they can only move up 10 spots. So there you go. Everything, maybe, you ever wanted to know about the NHL draft lottery and more. Do we know it was going to be tonight before this morning? I knew last week it was going to be this week, but I didn't know it was tonight until this morning.
That's as far as I got. I knew it was this week.
This is the kind of information I like to have the night before.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I would appreciate next time if the league, if it didn't, maybe it did, because I don't watch as much hockey as I used to. But if it didn't, if it did, I apologize. I'd like to know at least one sleep before the draft. I have to be careful saying that now because I often sleep during the day. But, you know, one nighttime sleep before the lottery, I'd like to have that sort of moment to sort of, you know, understand, process it. That's what I want to say. I want to be able to process it. And, you know, possibly if this document with the numbers is out last night, I'm up all night just staring at it like it's the severance screen. Do any of these numbers scare you? Yes. 1, 2, 9, and 14, because that's Boston. All the Boston numbers scare me. What? What do you mean scare me? Yes. If any of the numbers scare you, let us know. 3, 11, 13, and 14. Oh, found another good one. I would be plowing through the severance stuff. Just like, put it in terms, would I know what hockey was if I worked there? But put it in terms of this document, all the Boston numbers scare me. All the Flyers numbers scare me. They don't deserve it. We don't either. Nashville, those don't scare me per se, but they don't interest me. How about that? If it were severance, the Nashville combinations would be the ones I would have the toughest time figuring out because I don't care about Nashville at all. Win, lose, don't, whatever. They just don't sort of exist to me. The Islanders numbers do scare me. Rangers are in this. Detroit. There's some serious competition here for these balls. I didn't even say it. What was the Boston one? I have to say it now. The Sabres win on 3, 12, 13, 14. San Jose, we decided, wins on 10, 12, 13, 14, right? Like you're supposed to be keeping track. And Boston wins on 3, 11, 13, 14. So let's say we start 3, and I appreciate everybody's writing all this down, while you're driving. If we start 3, 13, 14, 12, we win, 11, Boston wins. And that can be, I don't know what these balls look like, but that can be one where you can't tell right away whether it's 11 or 12. That might be, it might be a half a second there when you think Boston won, but you did. Well, all I really want now, of course, other than pick again, is for one of these things I'm talking about to be the winning combination. Because then we've covered it. We called it even. We might even be able to get away with saying that we called it. Okay. Here's to the lottery. One of the great days of the sports calendar. And I think I have...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As much claim to that as any, as a fan in any city in the in North America. Who else has gotten enough? Who else has gotten more both excitement and frustration from the lottery in the last decade than us? I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I can remember where I was for some of these. You know, that you had the McDavid-Eichel one, which is the right order. The McDavid-Eichel one was in 15, and that was on a Saturday afternoon. I remember I had a remote at an RV show in the morning, hung out at a bar in the afternoon for an hour or two, and then poured into 716, then 716 for our broadcast. It all came down to this absolutely packed restaurant for the lottery and then a tragically hip concert. I didn't go to the concert, but I know if Bulldog were here, he would say that's what also was on tap for that night. And so disappointment there. I think the Sabres would have been the third. I'm not sure this is right. Weren't they the third to the last team shown? And then there was Edmonton and maybe Toronto left. Was it Toronto? I don't, or Arizona. I might be wrong about that. But, you know, a lot of us can remember that day. Some of these other ones, Darlene, I think, was on a Saturday night. And it was late enough for my house to be asleep. I remember watching it in my basement. And when the Sabres won, went, you know, two floors up to tell my wife that they'd won the lottery. She's like, why are you waking me up for this? Which was fair. Now it would be worse. If, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Or probably right before 8 when this thing is over. So hopefully, well, we won't even be home. But like if she's not going to be asleep at 8 o'clock. But if I woke her up, if it were at 10 o'clock tonight and woke her up to tell her the Sabres won the lottery, she would kick me. I think she would just literally, there'd be physical harm that might be, we might see in that case. One of them, I was at a Bandits game, I think. Anybody would maybe remember that? Being at a Bandits game for a draft lottery and trying to figure out how to watch it on my phone, but I couldn't because he had to have a subscription and then I had to have the Wi-Fi and then I had to just like, even that long ago, that was beyond me. So I'm following it on Twitter, but that's not as cool. I do like, if I didn't say it, I think it should come across though. I do like that they are going to show the thing, you know, up front. Finally, they got around to that. I don't know how, if we ever ranked complaints in here, the most popular complaints on WGR over the last 10, 20 years, I think that one might be on there. Because when we were really lottery intensive, the Eichel year and a couple other times, running the day before the 15 lottery, all Bulldog and I did the whole day was run tankathon, was run, you know, balls and pretend to celebrate or pretend to be mad. Just, you know, what if this happens? And that all day, someone call in and maybe, you know, ask for the balls. And we would just deliver. I mean, that's just, that year was unlike any other year. I think, but that would be one that we've sort of complained about to different extents many times. Like, why not just do it in person or so everybody can see at the same time? And I do think it won't be unanimously popular. It's hockey, so not that many people are going to care anyway. But it will seem maybe a little bit much to fans who feel like, you know, I trust it. I like the logos. It's fine. I like the build-up. There's no build-up in the same way this way. Because it's not over, and then you intentionally go from the bottom to the top of the list like they have usually done it, have always done it. This will just be however long they drag it out, one ball at a time, because it's four, and they've got an hour to do that twice. Leave a little time at the end in case you have to redo it. But still, like, it's going to be a lot of interviews and commercials with this thing. But one ball, and the Sabres odds go from 7.5% to like 9. Ooh. And then we have 5 minutes to ponder that, or 15. I don't know. Also, I read at Expected Buffalo today an article about some of the top prospects. And the author, whose name is Austin, wrote that there's really one guy who probably will be picked one overall, but there's another guy who could be. And the first guy is a left-handed defenseman. And the author wrote, you know, very cleverly how, imagine if the Sabres won this lottery and he was the consensus, and they're sitting here with Dahlin and Power and even Byram. Like, what do you do? I would not wish it on this franchise, because usually what they do is nothing. And, you know, we'll sit in here every day considering trade options. That would be fun, but it would probably just be, you know, futile. I don't know. That's probably going too far. All right. NHL Draft Lottery, 7 o'clock tonight, and they're going to have the balls right out there. Speaking of drafts, the NFL draft a week ago, last Monday was interesting in here. A lot of the day on the station today has been sort of the so-called dust having settled. What do you think? And I want to play. I'll give you some of my thoughts on that. I would love to hear yours. 803-0550 is the number. We'll visit with the Browns today. Spencer German, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Sal will come by, and I mentioned Expected Buffalo. Chad DeDominicis from that site will join me at 6 to talk more philosophy and other lottery and Sabres-related stuff. 6 o'clock again today with Chad. Elijah Moore did media today. We'll talk about him. And again, invite you to do that with me. Bulldog is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Mike Shope. 803-0550 is the number. This is WGR.
What is he? 6'5", 6'6", 232, 240. MVP of the league. I've been playing against him. It's just not hard to love what you see. Playoffs every single year. Pretty much one game away from a Super Bowl every single year. If I could be a part of something special like that, why not run towards it? And I just love to add to a room and to a team and to an organization that I feel like I would fit best in.
Elijah Moore. We'll get to him. 803-0550. Happy to have you. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog will be with me tomorrow. It's been away for the weekend. Looked pretty great. I'll let him tell us all about it tomorrow. The worst decision I could ever make in here is math on the fly. Never do math on the fly. I've really lost it when it comes to math. I still love it. I just used to be really fast, and now I'm just like second-guessing myself all the time. Like, I've been here before. Like, are there literally exactly 1,000 combinations? Well, yes, because that's how many they, you know, that's how they set it up. It's not just random how they set it up. 1,001 is the one I told you about for the lottery tonight where they would re-spin it. Nobody wins. 11, 12, 13, 14, nobody wins. And I'm so just spitting out numbers for the first 20 minutes, I say the phone number, like 8-0-3-0-5-50. Well, let's pretend it's 15. 8-3-5-15. And I go through, and wouldn't it be amazing if this, to me, it would, if the Sabres won with that combination, and I just don't see them, and I'm going, because they're listed in numerical order, so I'm like 3-5-8-15. And I do this for 5 minutes. And then I realized there is no 15. There's only 14 numbers. So that was 5 minutes. At least that was off the air. I would never admit that to you. But that's what I've been doing here since talking before. I love the lottery anyway. There's no number of mistakes I can make doing these computations or whatever they are that would mean just not loving it. I'm always going to love it. You know, I want to get to football, but I just thought of this too. We have enough trouble in here getting conversations about the Sabres going, like when it comes to their players and their games, let alone this sort of macro hockey stuff anymore. But that doesn't mean as a fan you couldn't care about this. Is the lottery a good thing? Is it necessary? I think when we first got into lottery life, again, 10 years ago or even more, It always made sense, and they tweaked the format a few times, right? Prevent tanking. And if you don't know, I'm heavily immersed in fantasy football. And this weekend we just had is like Christmas. It's kind of the best weekend of the whole year if you play Dynasty, because most rookie drafts started, if not were completed, over the weekend. And I had more than a dozen of them that I'm just sort of juggling all the time. And you're trying to make trades and you're, you know, trying to do all this. And then one of these drafts is a startup. So you're starting with everybody. Superflex, fantasy football. The first overall pick was naturally Josh Allen, right? So we're drafting teams from scratch. And those guys have been having a thread on what to do about tanking. Like, what do we do next year? And some of the guys are brand new to fantasy. So they don't even realize, like, if you finish last, at least before you put in any sort of lottery contingency or whatever, you finish last, you'll pick first, right? Just like the NFL. Okay, so there's that, but do we want to do anything more? Hockey has this lottery. Other fantasy leagues or other real leagues have different ways to try to discourage teams from tanking. Remember the Sean McIndoe idea that I actually used in one of my leagues in fantasy from it? Because that Eichel year, you know, what were we talking about? Whether they were losing on purpose. Never was that the players were trying to lose on purpose, but Tim Murray would get a hot goalie and trade him for a fifth. Like, bitch, we can't have this. It was the closest to major league maybe I've ever seen in a real life team was that Sabre team. We can't have, you know, you play for us. You're too good. So then we would have these conversations about, well, whether this is right. You know, how do we prevent this? We don't want this either. And McIndoe, who's now with the Athletic, I think it was his idea. I always think of him for it. And would attribute this to him in this fantasy format whenever we would, you know, talk about it. Where did this idea come from? You were not allowed to use your own first. You had to trade the pick. If it came to be that you were on the clock and you were in possession of your own first round pick, you'd be forfeiting it. You had to figure out something else. You could trade it for anything. You could trade it for a player. In this league of mine, at the draft the previous year, people would get together and just swap firsts, like you versus me this year, which is great because then your incentive is not to, in this context anyway, your incentive is not to finish worse than them. It's to be better, which is kind of the point of competition. So I've always loved that idea that in real life, someday before I'm gone, if one sports team where two would get together and each have the nerve to just swap firsts a year in advance, Bills and Chiefs, would you dare? Brandon Bean, would you dare? Call Kansas City right now and offer him a swap of first-round picks next year. You know what? We're going to get you. It'd be pretty hot. But in that Sean McIndoe idea, you had to do something. And then, I mean, you could be making, by who you make a deal with, you're kind of making a bet on maybe this team will be terrible, right? But it can't be your own. So all that losing the Sabres did that year would not have helped them. Quote, helped them. If they had the other rule, maybe they get on the phone with Edmonton a year before and make it the same trade with Edmonton, and then you know, you get McDavid that way. But that just, you know, that's unfortunately not a real concept. But it could be someday, maybe. All right, we heard from Elijah Moore there, and I'm going to talk to Spencer German, radio personality in Cleveland, at 4, and then Sal at 5, and talk to each of them about Moore. Maybe Chad DeDominicis will want an Elijah Moore question. If he does, I'll give him one at 6. I want to know from Spencer his take on what Elijah Moore was for the Browns. As we talked about last week when the Bills signed him, I think anyway, there's a pretty good range of outcomes here where he could be their number one guy. I don't think I'd want to rule that out. Or he could be dust, you know? I think anything's possible. There's a little bit of money that is a window into how seriously the Bills see it. And that's kind of interesting, too. It's not a ton, up to $5 million, but it's enough to make you think that the Bills have, you know, some real plans for him, which is, again, sorry, has it been long enough? given how Brandon Bean was so outraged by any sort of speculation last week that the Bills need help at wide receiver, then he just immediately goes and signs this guy. So we'll find out from a Cleveland perspective, one opinion on Moore. And then Sal, you know, he did media today, Elijah Moore, and maybe Sal will have more to say about him. As I mentioned before, a lot of the station today has been like just a step back on the Bills draft. Jeremy had a poll up with grades. I voted. I love a poll. I mean, I voted. I went B. Really, I want to see the results. I love how Jeremy put F on there, but not D. A, B, C, F. Speaking of combinations, his options were A, B, C, F. And I couldn't vote F. So, but people probably did, you know, thinking it was funny. I went B. And I could have gone A. I could have gone A. I think assuming I'm taking this seriously, I think I'd go A if not for last Monday morning. It really was how defensive the general manager was about the subject. Because I think, and I said this last week, but again, today is like sort of stepping back and looking at it, or has been at least a lot of the day on WGR. For me, the whole receiver thing could have been avoided. Now, this is from maybe our standpoint or the fan standpoint, maybe not Brandon Bean's, because it wasn't exactly being hotly debated before that happened. I mean, it was mentioned, wide receiver position was mentioned, and it gets mentioned a lot. And then he walked in and just blasted off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, I'm not even really thinking about a lack of commitment at that position last week, today. If they drafted one in round four, maybe even round three, certainly round three, but I think round four would have been good enough. I think it was when they started doubling up on defensive linemen and defensive backs, like, ay, 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 this is a cause now, which can lead you to get, you know, you want to complain about it. Like, what the hell? What about receiver? So I think round four, Royals with the Chiefs. That's funny, isn't it, that the Chiefs drafted a guy named Royals? Him, Kyle Williams, who went to New England in the third round, I think. Torrey Horton, who went to Seattle. Recognizing these are the draft capital historically is not such that these players should hit. The Bills have had a couple of famously, well, Diggs, who was not drafted by them, but he's a fifth round pick. Shakir has done very well. Guys who were drafted on the, you know, toward the end of the draft that have done very well. They should be a team that sort of acknowledges that. In this case, they went defense and we've been all over it. That would have been enough for me because I don't think, I've heard Bean say this, he's been doing so many interviews, we've heard him say it numerous times, this draft did not play out in such a way for them that left them Matthew Golden or Tet McMillan sitting there after a slide. Like they would have had to make a big move for, well, McMillan went eight, but there was some speculation leading up to the draft that he could slide to toward the end of the first round. Turns out he didn't. I'm never for the big move up. I have no criticism of that they didn't do that. And rounds two and three, you know, they still had other needs that were more pressing and the guys weren't maybe considered by consensus that good. So, okay. But to get that fourth round is the one where there were interesting names there. It started already with Royals. This is a guy from Utah State. And the Chiefs, this was not a Chiefs, well, maybe there was one, but the Chiefs in recent years have been on it in like mini camp practices and training camp, just pumping up their rookies. Look at Isaiah Pacheco, who was a seventh round pick in that draft, and they'd had other guys, and like, so? Do you buy that? I mean, they're really showing off their seventh round running back. Turns out, you know, he did come through and has played for them and played pretty well. So it wasn't completely dishonest. Or maybe it was, and it just worked out that way. And that started today with Royals, not from the Chief, but from a reporter. Maybe even Matt Verderam. I don't know. Is he on tomorrow with us? Somebody had a thing today about how impressive. It's only the rookies, so not to make a thing out of it. But he was an interesting name, and it's Kansas City, so it sort of like reminds you of this particular grievance, if you will. 803-0550, would love to hear from you. NFL draft, NHL lottery. How about the last two playoff games? Dallas and then Winnipeg, both down two at home in Game 7. And Winnipeg, I mean, very late, and pulled it out. We will also talk to Sal and Chad DeDominicis today, as I've been saying. Mike Shope here, no Bulldog today. He's back tomorrow. This is WGR. Seven, 11, 13, 14. You take 13, 14, you throw in 11, 7, my birthday, Sabres win. Just going to give you more of these gems throughout the day. Because then you'll see them win the lottery and be like, I think that's even one of the numbers Mike Shope mentioned this afternoon. Did he know? Is this fixed? And then it would be a whole scandal. 7, 11, 13, 14. 1,001 different possible combinations of these balls numbered 1 through 14. The 1,001st being 11, 12, 13, 14, in which case they would just redo it. They get all excited, 11, 12, 13. They pop up the win probability. You got like two or three teams that are alive, and then boom, there's 14. Everybody loses. They would put repick up on that graphic, right? If it came to that? Or would they just try to pretend that that's not a thing that could happen? Maybe we'll find out. Spencer German, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, joining me at 4 to talk about the Browns, who had a very interesting draft. Will they have a good team? Probably not, but a lot of that could depend on what they do at quarterback. That'll be a big part of our conversation. At least I would expect it to be coming up at 4. Been talking about the NFL schedule a lot. It was announced at the draft last Friday night, so 10 days ago, that the schedule would be released in full on May 14th. That is next Wednesday night. And I love that. I love that day. Not just the night and the reveal, but the day where you're trying to put the puzzle together. I'm into that. It's usually, you know, well, not always. Last year, we did pretty well. Last year, we got pretty far with leaks and, you know, just trying to connect dots with the Bills schedule. So every year is different. Some years it's been leaked in full. That's a long time ago now, right before the show even started. That's when it was actually at my old job where that happened. And that's something I remember because all I did on the, what is it called? The URL was call up the previous year's Bills schedule on the Bills website and then just change the year to the current year. And there it was, like just sitting there waiting for the official announcement. Anyway, that's a fun day. So Warren Sharp today, he's big into the schedule and its meaning. Warren is my favorite guy among analysts for the schedule because he puts a lot in on the strength of schedule piece. And when the schedule is announced, he's right there with the hidden advantages and disadvantages based on rest. And it was last year or the year before where the Chiefs had to play a team on longer rest, like every week in a row for the last 7 weeks or something like that. And they, you know, they got away with it. Today, he was tweeting about this year's strength of schedule. when we've been talking about it, when I've been thinking about it, it's about how it's the last year of the stadium and the Bills schedule is very cool. To have home games against Kansas City, the Super Bowl winning Eagles, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens come back after that playoff game, and Cincinnati. To have home games against those four teams is really good. When you play a first place schedule, this is the Kansas City and Philadelphia games. The others would be the same, but you're going to play division winners. And so it's not random that those would be great looking matchups, but they are. And to have them all be at home this year as they close the stadium is really cool. One thing I have not been talking about at all is that, relatively speaking, the schedule is easy. That starts with the Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots. And I don't think with Warren it would be only about the previous year's win percentage. I think he'd probably be factoring in draft capital and free agency. I don't know how, grades or some other way. So I don't think it's as simple as that. A lot of places it would be. But through his analysis, the Bills come in with the fifth easiest schedule in the league. It's the Saints. It's the NFC South, too. I mean, Carolina weighs that down. Tampa, Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta. And then you have the six games in the division against, you know, mediocre at best teams last year. That's 10 of your games. Tampa, of those 10 games, based on last year, Tampa is the best. There's your fifth easiest schedule in the league. New England, not surprisingly, it's logical. New England comes in with the easiest, basically the same divisional lineups. The Browns are in there too. I mean, the Browns won three games, so they would add to that. But New England also plays the last place corresponding teams from AFC West, NFC East. So the Giants and the Raiders, I guess. So New England comes in at number one. Number 32, maybe counterintuitive, is the Giants, who also finished last, but their schedule, their divisional pairings and their division itself. I mean, Dallas wasn't even terrible. They just weren't as good. They lost Prescott, right, last year? But Philadelphia, Washington up top. The Giants have the hardest schedule in the league. Great timing for Brian Daboll, given what Warren Sharp had to say. All right, after the update, we'll talk about the Browns and the AFC. Spencer German of The Fan in Cleveland. This is Mike Shope on WGR.